and welcome. I'm your psychology tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and exam-critical topics in your EdExcel A-level course, health psychology. Whether you're preparing for paper 3 or just trying to get your head around the difference between the SAM pathway and the HPA axis, you are in exactly the right place. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the core concepts you absolutely need to know, walk through the classic studies, nail the exam technique, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test yourself. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's start with the big picture. Health psychology is all about understanding how biological, psychological, and social factors interact to affect our health. EdExcel frames this through what's called the biopsychosocial model, and that phrase alone is worth remembering because it underpins everything in this topic. Now, the first major area you need to master is the stress response. And here's where a lot of candidates lose marks. They confuse the two stress pathways. So let's fix that right now. When you encounter a stressor, say you're about to sit an exam, your brain responds in two distinct ways. The first pathway is the SAM pathway, that stands for sympathomedullary. This is your fast response. The hypothalamus activates the sympathetic branch of the autonomic nervous system, which sends a signal to the adrenal medulla, that's the inner part of your adrenal glands, sitting on top of your kidneys. The adrenal medulla then releases adrenaline and noradrenaline into the bloodstream. These hormones trigger what we call the fight-or-flight response. Your heart rate increases, your pupils dilate, blood is redirected to your muscles, and you start to sweat. This happens within seconds. It's immediate, it's powerful, and it's designed to help you survive a threat. The second pathway is the HPA axis. That stands for hypothalamic pituitary adrenal. This is your slow, sustained response. The hypothalamus releases a hormone called CRF, corticotropin-releasing factor. CRF travels to the anterior pituitary gland, which releases ACTH, adrenocorticotropic hormone. ACTH then travels through the bloodstream to the adrenal cortex, the outer layer of your adrenal glands, which releases glucocorticoids, most importantly cortisol. Cortisol keeps your body in a state of alert. It raises blood glucose, suppresses the immune system, and maintains that heightened arousal over a longer period. Here's the key distinction for the exam. SAM is fast, uses the nervous system and adrenaline. HPA is slow, uses hormones and cortisol. If a question gives you a scenario involving immediate physical symptoms, racing heart, sweating, that's SAM. If it involves prolonged stress, immune suppression, or fatigue, think HPA. Now let's talk about Hans Selye and his general adaptation syndrome, or GAS. Selye, working in the 1930s and 1950s, proposed that the body responds to any stressor, regardless of its nature, through three predictable stages. Stage one is the alarm reaction. This is essentially the SAM pathway kicking in. The body goes into shock briefly, then mobilizes its defenses. Stage two is the resistance stage. The body adapts to the stressor. Cortisol levels remain elevated. The person appears to cope. But critically, resources are being depleted. Stage three is the exhaustion stage. If the stressor persists, the body's resources are exhausted. The immune system breaks down, and the individual becomes vulnerable to illness, organ damage, and even death. Selye's model is brilliant for explaining why chronic stress is so damaging to health. It also links beautifully to the HPA axis. Cortisol is the key hormone driving the resistance stage. Now let's move on to addiction. EdExcel requires you to understand both biological and learning explanations. The biological explanation centers on the mesolimbic dopamine system, often called the brain's reward pathway. When someone takes an addictive substance, dopamine is released in the nucleus accumbens, producing a powerful feeling of pleasure or euphoria. With repeated use, the brain compensates by downregulating dopamine receptors, meaning it produces fewer receptors or makes them less sensitive. This is tolerance. You need more of the substance to get the same effect. When the substance is removed, the chronically low dopamine levels cause withdrawal symptoms, anxiety, irritability, physical pain. There is also evidence for genetic vulnerability. The DRD2 gene variant is associated with fewer dopamine receptors, which may predispose individuals to addiction. The learning explanation uses conditioning. In classical conditioning, environmental cues, a particular place, a smell, a group of friends, become conditioned stimuli that trigger cravings even in the absence of the drug. This explains why relapse is so common. The environment itself becomes a trigger. Operant conditioning explains maintenance of addiction through two mechanisms. Positive reinforcement. The drug produces euphoria, so use is rewarded and repeated. Negative reinforcement, and this is where candidates frequently lose marks, negative reinforcement is not punishment. It is the removal of an unpleasant stimulus. Taking the drug removes withdrawal symptoms, which reinforces drug-taking behavior. Make sure you're crystal clear on that distinction. Social learning theory adds another layer. People observe role models using substances, particularly in adolescence, and vicariously reinforce their own likelihood of use. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, command words. If a question says explain, you need to give a reason and develop it. If it says evaluate, you must go beyond description. You need AO3, which means analysis, criticism, and a conclusion. ADXL's mark schemes are explicit. A response that only describes will not access the top levels. Second, issues and debates. This is where many candidates leave marks on the table. For health psychology, the most relevant debates are nature versus nurture, biological explanations emphasize nature, learning explanations emphasize nurture. Reductionism, the biological explanation reduces complex addiction to neurochemistry alone. Determinism, both biological and learning models suggest behavior is determined by factors outside conscious control. When you evaluate a study or theory, explicitly naming the relevant debate and explaining its implication will earn you credit at the highest levels. Third, scenario-based questions. If the question gives you a named character, let's say James, who has been drinking heavily for 5 years, you must refer to James by name and explicitly link his symptoms to the theory. Examiners award AO2 marks for application. Simply describing the theory without linking it to the scenario will cap your marks. Fourth, the classic study. Brady's executive monkey study from 1958 is your key study here. Brady found that monkeys given control over an electric shock, the executives, developed more ulcers than the yoked monkeys who had no control. This supports the idea that psychological stress, not just physical stressors, causes physiological damage. When evaluating this study, go beyond small sample size. Instead, argue that the use of non-human animals raises questions about generalizing to human stress responses, given the differences in cognitive appraisal between species. That's a much stronger evaluative point. Fifth, essay structure for 20 mark questions. You have approximately 25 minutes. Use the first 2 minutes to plan. Structure your essay as brief introduction, defining key terms, then a sustained argument. Don't just list points, weigh them against each other. A strong essay will explicitly compare the relative explanatory power of biological versus psychological treatments and reach a clear, justified conclusion. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question one, what does SAM stand for? Sympathomedullary pathway. Question two, which hormone is released by the adrenal cortex during the HPA response? Cortisol, a glucocorticoid. Question three, what are the three stages of Selye's gas model? Alarm reaction, resistance stage, exhaustion stage. Question four, in operant conditioning, what is negative reinforcement? The removal of an unpleasant stimulus. In addiction, this means taking the drug to relieve withdrawal symptoms. Question five, name the classic study in health psychology for ADXL. Brady's Executive Monkeys, 1958. How did you do? If any of those caught you out, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. One, know your two stress pathways cold. SAM is fast, uses adrenaline, involves the adrenal medulla. HPA is slow, uses cortisol, involves the adrenal cortex. Never confuse them. Two, Selye's gas model has three stages: alarm, resistance, exhaustion, and explains why chronic stress causes physical illness. Three, addiction has both biological roots: dopamine, tolerance, downregulation, genetics, and learning roots: classical conditioning, operant conditioning, social learning theory. Four, in the exam, always apply theory to the scenario using the character's name, always name the relevant issue and debate in evaluation questions, and always reach a clear conclusion. You've got this. Keep reviewing, keep testing yourself, and good luck in your exams. I'll see you in the next episode.